Welcome back, beautiful Gabrielle. Please welcome to the stage.
Thank you, Anita, for inviting me to speak today. I always feel very, very honored and happy and excited when I can share my knowledge live with other women. I just can't help it. It's just something that comes from within. And I don't know you, but I think we are great. Whatever we come from, whatever we have been doing, and whatever we do in the present or we'll be doing in the future, I just think that women are great. We are so resourceful. We are so, compassionate, and we are so inventive and creative, and we have so many gifts. But the only thing we need to do is really just to be aware of them and share them. That's what I possibly is still missing. I'm going to share a few things about my story because, as Anita said, I personally grew up and took so much from other people's story. And I learned the power of it, and I also learned that if those people didn't decide to share openly about themselves, possibly I wouldn't have got all what I got from them. So today is my turn. So I'm going just to tell you a bit about me. My name is very long, and it might seem complicated, but it's actually easy. It's Gabriella Guglielmina. I call myself Flying Inspiration. I'm originally from Turin in Italy. It's the northwest part of Italy. I'm in my 40s, and I have lots of up and downs in my life, but let's start from the beginning. I grew up in Turin. I studied languages, became an interpreter, and then I worked for a while in the tourism industry. So I had the opportunity to travel a bit in different continents, different countries, and that really broadened my mind. At the same time, I also came across the personal development world, and ended up in this result. I came across in this center with macrobiotics. And that really opened my mind, besides my body as well, because I learned one of the major things that really still is pertinent with me today, which is your body is perfect and it can heal itself, and it's all down to you, to the choices you make every day, the food you put in your mouth. So that for me was revolutionary, because I didn't like these things of normally you go to the doctor, the doctor knows and prescribes something to you and tells you what you got. And you are there like a little puppet and you don't really have any power. So I didn't like that. Whereas the approach of macrobiotic is much more holistic, and I really liked it. And from there I got into different therapies, and I kind of done my kind of groundwork and investigated for now almost more than 3 decades. And how did I end up in UK? Well, I ended up in UK because of my traveling and working abroad. I met an English gentleman, and he happened to be living in London, so I ended up here. And that was over 16 years ago, and I'm still here. But many things happened on the way. I got married to the gentleman, then I got divorced, and then I realized it was time for me to rediscover myself and all those nice things I've learned in the past. And so I, from pain, I really decided it was time to change it and flip it to make my adversity an inspiration. And that's when I started calling myself Flying Inspiration. And it was only a few years later that then I realized, well, flying inspiration, so maybe I should learn to fly, and that's what I've done. But then something else took over, and I became aware of my life purpose, and I became aware that I'm here on this planet, at this precise time because I want to empower women. So when Anisha invited me to talk to this event, accepting the stage for 2015, I was thinking, I wonder what is that I can share with women. So it's going to be practical, it's going to be useful for them, and they can put into action straight away, and it's going to be good for them. And so I look into my files of different things I explore over 30 years, and I thought, what is, for me, the thing that is the most important, the most powerful? And for me, it was no brainer. The question, the answer was easy to come up for me. And I thought, well, the thing that really made a big difference in my life, that really gave me that center, that feeling great, right? Whatever happens, whatever the wind is, and whatever the direction the wind comes, I'm okay, is my feminine awareness. And because I'll be talking here to an audience of women, I thought, that's it. And so I called my talk, How to Find Your Inner Center as a Woman. Don't you think that when you have dreams, especially if you've got big dreams, it's very helpful to have your own center, right? Because otherwise, you know, the wind comes from the north, and then it turns and comes from the south, and then from the west. Wind meaning whatever happens in your life, and it's very easy to get lost. And it's very easy to lose your direction and lose your enthusiasm and what it really makes your heart beat, right? And so then it becomes easier to abandon what you said you wanted. So I thought, okay, I'm going to share this with them, and hopefully they will be so brave to put into action. But there is a clause. I don't want you to believe me. Please don't. What I'm asking you is something very practical. I want you to please don't believe, and then take action and investigate it. Check it out for yourself. And why is that? Because until I'm here and I talk and I tell you stuff and you write it down, but then you don't go out and check it out, it's going to be academic, isn't it? It might be value for me, but what about you? Today is about you, right?
Yeah.
What is important to you? What you are going to do next year because you really want it? It's going to change your life for the better, and it means something to
you. I want you to find your center.
But not only that. The other thing that is so important to get what you want in life is to find out what is your truth, and strictly related to your truth are your values. Because when you, because you become an investigator and you do a bit of soul searching, you find out what your values are and you know what they are, then you stick to them. And something very practical, because if you find out that actually what is important in your life is, for instance, honesty, just for instance, right? If you find yourself in dire straits and you might be tight with money or whatever it might be, and then because of the situation you do something that is dishonest, don't you think that one day you might regret it? But if you have that, you know, awareness, inner awareness that honesty for you is something which is not negotiable, then you stick with that. And you know that that's it. That's one of your pillars. Stick to that. And then, I have centers I really love in my life. One is life is an adventure. Discover it. Yes, I am an adventure person. And the other one is I'm happy and free.
So, me.
as I was saying, what in my life really made a huge difference was in 2009, I became aware of my feminine body. And I tell you precisely what I mean by that. I was going through, since 2005, a very difficult time. I was made redundant at work, my marriage ended, so I went into divorce with all the legality of it, which is not fun. And I lost my social background, friends and so forth, because they were linked with my marriage. So I started missing my cycle, my feminine cycle. And I knew, because I had been in natural therapies and alternative medicine, that there was something there for me that was important. My body was trying to talk to me and wanted to communicate with me something, but I didn't know. So I expressed a desire to have more information come my way whenever the time would be right, and so it did. So in 2009, 4 years later, I came across this lady called Alexandra Pope, who teaches women about their feminine cycle. So I thought, maybe it might be the right thing. And I investigated, I looked into it. And many things happened to me. I found my center, I found my direction, and everything just seemed to fall into place of all those years in personal development where I, you know, read so much, heard so much, tried so much, and all the rest of it. But the majority of all these teachers and speakers and trainers were men, so they weren't really taking into consideration the fact that women work in a certain way. And that's why I want to share this with you today, because I really hope that it will change your life as it did mine, and we're all women here, right? Either you know it or not, we have in the month a flowing of different energies. And to explain this to you in a very simple way, I am going to compare them with the season, the normal season. So spring, summer, autumn, and winter. I'm going to summarize them in very practical terms so that if you just listen with an open mind, and you let it go in and see what if it's valid for you or not, please remember, be an investigator, and see if it speaks to you, okay? In spring, if you think of spring, the season, generally nature blossoms, it wakes up, and we feel as a consequence of that, warmer climate, so we start waking up for ourselves as well, right? We feel very positive, energetic, and then we feel like outgoing, and we want to do all the things that we put off maybe in winter. Now, in this week, we experience this type of energy, which is very, very masculine, I would say, because it's very outgoing, it's very, so much action, right? It's about doing, going and meet the people, and do whatever it is, planning, okay? So, hoisting the sails up the mast, right, into summer. And summer is comparable to the ovulatory phase, which is when we ovulate, okay? We are fertile. Now, like in summer, when it's very hot and we are very social, we have lots of parties and we go on holiday, we do things, etc., etc. We are very, again, even more outgoing, and we like to celebrate, we like to do things, okay? We like to share. So, we look great, we feel very happy and abundant, generally speaking, and life for us feels sweet, and we flow with that. We are very loving and caring. And we can do anything. Then we go into autumn. We're in autumn now, right? Okay. And autumn, and it's cooling down. The temperature's getting cooler, and we are feeling more being inside. And this season is comparable to the pre-menstrual phase. And in this in a season, we start feeling something very different. We spend more time thinking about ourselves, and we need more rest and more sleep. And we come into contact with our inner critic, which means we start seeing the other side of things. And we become real with ourselves. So we can be more kind of maybe negative, but not necessarily this is a bad thing. Because we can't be outgoing all the time. We need also to review stuff. Otherwise nothing really gets done or improved. And then we go into winter, which is comparable to our menstruation, our winter time, it's our bleeding time. Now, this is very important, ladies. This is the season where it's me time, it's the season where we open up to different dimensions, we become very psychic, and it's a sacred time. And we should honor this time, take a rest, and see what comes up for us. Because this is the time when we need answers, the answer will come to us. And if we need to review stuff and speak up our truth or come into contact with our truth, I mean, our inner truth, this is the time. So can you see that if this happens to every woman every month, can you see that if we want to really understand what is important to us and then set the sails for next year, we are now in autumn, right? And we are heading for winter. So if you combine our inner season with the outer season, isn't it the best time for us to really understand what is important to us and then go for it? Respecting our inner time, our body time. Because if our body takes us to these places, we'll think in a certain way and we'll feel certain things and certain emotions, right? And think about this other thing. If you, let's suppose you decided that you want to go, like Katrina was saying, do accessorize, right, and start a new business. And then you charge, you know, towards it. And then it doesn't happen, you know, but you are not aware that you're not supposed to live in a linear world, but you actually, you cycle. You float in this energy, which is very fluid. That's why I'm saying investigate and check it out for yourself. You might lose hope, and you might say, no, that's the way it's supposed to be, and how we flow naturally, and we go with our inner flow, because nature knows best, right? It has got a few billion years of success rate, right? So why to go against it? And also remember that this is a life force, is what it creates, right? So don't you think that if women were designed in this way, there's something good in it? And don't you think that it might be well designed for us to actually enjoy the thriving life? Rather than going through our inner seasons helps us to distill our essence, to come into contact with our essence, so we can go then for what is important to us, okay? So remember, we cycle, we live in a circular reality. You know, this is going to be helping us to become a powerhouse. Our natural flow of energy is the powerhouse of the woman. So now, I would like to invite you to take advantage of this autumn, of this season, combine it with your inner season, and discover what is your truth. Distill your truth and see what is better. Now, I have a vision, and I want to end with sharing my vision with you very quickly. I call it the woman of the 21st century. And what is this? I think it's time for the planet to have something different happening. And until all of us women, we don't accept our inner nature and become aware of our feminine awareness and body and accept it and love it, nothing will change. So I call it a very silent but very compelling revolution. As the revolution of the woman of the 21st. The woman of the 21st century is the woman of the next generation. She is beautifully strong. She acts according to her soul purpose. And because of that, she is irresistibly magnetic and engages in empowering relationships with men and women. She gives birth every day to her reality. She pays attention to her feelings, and her feelings guide her to create what she wants. She does it through relationships that help her to discover more about herself. Relationships are her tool in the playground of life. Her feelings are her strength. They complement her intellect. They are a precious source of inner guidance. She is clear about her vision and purpose. Therefore, she is a beautiful inspiration. How does she do all this? She's in contact with her womb. She's aware of her cycle. She acts following its energetic flow. She elegantly flows in the river of life, guided by herself, her center. This makes her a magnet, a beacon of inspiration rather than perspiration. Do you like the picture? Does it sound enticing? Does it make you feel good? I can smell the scent of this woman. Life for this woman. Thanks. I hope that you will become an investigator and you will become aware. Be a little every day of your family awareness and your beautiful body. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for becoming an investigator for today. Thank you so very much, Deborah. That is just inspirational, informative, and also empowering. Because there's a wise saying that it's not about motivating people, but it's about educating them. Because most times we motivate idiots, and they become motivated idiots. But when you educate an idiot, they get well informed, and they can now choose to transform. So thank you for the education, and also for motivating us. Let's give everyone a round of applause.